What was previously described was, more or less, the boundary value technique. The boundary value analysis technique needs to define just two values at each boundary for practical purposes. Alternately, a version that uses three values at each boundary exists. In this version, we include one or more value at each boundary when using boundary value analysis. The rule followed is to use the boundary value itself and one value on either side of the boundary closest to the boundary value. In the example, the lower boundary values will be 0, 1, 2. The upper boundary values will be 98, 99, 100.